The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. Skies are sunny.
Old man Recession, you are through. You done us wrong.
And old man Recession, you are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about investments, estate planning, Social Security, income taxes, you name it. We talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception because we have an absolutely fantastic show lined up for you. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients during the work week and sometimes even on weekends. And we currently work with over 8,400 families, and we are so blessed. We are so honored. And you know, since this is the Thanksgiving weekend, I cannot tell you how thankful I am, and I'm going to go into that because, you know, I think happiness, there is no such word as happiness. I think the real word is thankfulness. I believe that you cannot be happy if you're not thankful. So, you know, and I'll go into that. But anyway, and so I've been doing this now for 20-plus years, and recently Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in the for a seventh year in a row. And again, without our clients, I would be nowhere. We would be nowhere. So we're so thankful for that, too. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of personal finances. So first of all, as you may have noticed, the market has been very volatile lately. I mean, when was it? Last week we saw 551-point drop day. Oh my gosh. And that was a follow-on to a bunch of other drop days. So what the heck is going on? Why is the economy is supposed to be doing great? Consumer confidence is supposed to be doing great. Everything seems to be so wonderful, but yet the market is just going down like that. What's up with that? Well, I'll try to give you some clarity on that and tell you, more importantly, what I think we should be doing about it. Now, also this week, I want to continue in our series of the 18 risks faced in retirement, and we're going to look at 18 of the risks faced in retirement, because there are probably more than that. But this is number 12, which is forced retirement, okay? And the statistics on this are very interesting. Apparently, half of people of a certain age, baby boomers, are actually being forced to retire. So this is actually a big deal that we need to plan for. Hopefully, it won't happen to you, but we'll talk about how to plan ahead for that. Also, we're going to have our Social Security question of the week, and that is, what if I keep working after age 66? You know, what happens to my benefits? There are two kinds of things that happen there. One is your delayed credits, right, which means that you delay taking Social Security and it increases the benefit you receive. But also, if you keep working, it could increase the benefit you receive in addition to the delayed credits. So we'll talk about that interplay as well, so you can make a decision there. Now, also, since in keeping with the Thanksgiving weekend and all the things that we have to be thankful for. One of the things that I am very thankful for, and we at Money Matters are all thankful for, I believe, is that we have our buy, hold, and sell strategy.
You're a persistent cuss, Pilgrim.
Well, I am, Jack. I mean, Duke. John Wayne. No, the reason why I am so thankful for that is because I can sleep at night. You know, with this volatility in the market, I can sleep at night because I have confidence in our sell strategy. And it's the one where we told our clients to sell all of their equities in November of 2007 and to stay out of equities for the entire 2008. So those who followed our advice, I said it on this radio as well, were not in the stock markets and didn't lose tons of money if they weren't in it, as was the case. So I'm thankful for that, but I want to go over with you that philosophy because I believe that if you are, and as a firm, we work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon, so we look more at how to give you the wonderful, beautiful retirement that you want, but at the same time protecting what you've built, because if you lose that, then you can't have the other. And so we have a buy, hold, sell. So I want to go over that with you in some detail. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would stop right there. I mean, most shows would say, if we did just that, we've done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
To infinity and beyond.
But Buzz, do we exactly? Do we stop right there? No, we don't. We go to infinity and beyond. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And there are a couple of space themes, right? You got Star Trek and Buzz. and therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're going to talk about the most important inheritance of all. What do you think that is? What is it? Is it money? Is it assets? Is it stuff? Is it something else?
Money's not important when you're having a good time.
Yeah. It's a good question, isn't it? Well, I'll give you my opinion on what the most important inheritance that you can leave is. And I'll let you ponder that one till later in the show. So you have a great show. So I want to just, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, you know, I want to first of all thank all of our clients. I want to thank you guys. And, you know, our clients are very loyal listeners of this show, so I know that the vast majority listen to the show, so I'm pretty happy that's the case. And I want to thank all of you so much for giving us your trust and confidence. We live every day to live up to that, to what you've given us. And we take that responsibility very, very seriously, even though we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. So we want to have fun, but we're very serious about what we do, and we take it very, very, and we're so thankful. I also want to thank you guys that listen to this show. You know, I'd have to say the vast majority of you listening to the show are not clients, but I thank you anyway. You know, you guys are great. And you, if it wasn't for you listening, I wouldn't do this anymore. So I thank you very, very much. And I hope that this show gives you something in return, that you get some ideas, that you get entertained, whatever it is that you draw from this show. If you get something, then I'm just extremely thankful for that. So you guys that are not clients, that are listeners, I appreciate you also very much. Not as much as my clients, I'll just say, okay? But I do appreciate you too. So let's talk about the biggest risk we see to the global economy. And I think what we see is it's the Federal Reserve. It's the U.S. Federal Reserve. And why do I say that? Well, something very interesting is happening around the world right now. You see, one of the things that I believe in is that people do what you pay them to do. You know, if you're looking at somebody doing something weird, figure out what they're getting paid to do. Okay? And if they're getting, for example, if you see a bunch of people standing around doing nothing on the side of the road that are supposed to be working, ask yourself, what are they getting paid to do? Are they getting paid to finish the ditch, or are they getting paid to just stand around and look at the guy digging the ditch? If they're getting paid to do that, then you need to change how they're paid, right? So you look at what they're being paid to do. And when we've had a decade of interest rates down around zero, what have we paid people to do? We've paid them to borrow money. It's very profitable to borrow money at 0.5%, 0.25%, all these super low interest rates, and then go do something else with it, maybe even lend it to somebody else at a higher interest rate. So what's happened is that these emerging countries, China and the Latin America and Asian and all these emerging countries, they have borrowed billions and billions of dollars at these low interest rates. And I did say dollars. They've borrowed dollars. And that debt is denominated, for the most part, around the world in dollars. So what does that mean? It means that the when the U.S. economy strengthened, which it has, the dollar went up. And if the dollar goes up and you're holding something that's denominated in dollars, then that thing went up too. So the amount of debt they have just increased simply because the dollar went up. So that's one thing. So now all of a sudden they're holding a much larger amount of debt because when they have to pay it back, they have to pay it back in dollars. And those dollars are more expensive to them. And then we raised interest rates. So the Fed's been raising interest rates on top of that. So what's happened? The cost of refinancing that debt around the world is much higher than it was even a year ago, right? Interest rates are up over 1% from then. And 1% doesn't sound like much, but when you're talking about billions of dollars, it starts to get serious. And so what's happened, if you look around the world, we're seeing a global slowdown. And this, you know, I was watching a thing on Bloomberg. There are many countries that are slowing way down. It's because of the burden of the debt that they're holding. And it's denominated in dollars. And we're raising the cost of that by raising interest rates. And we're raising the burden by making our economy strong, which is making the dollar go, which is making them hold a larger amount of debt. So the problem that this is creating is that one thing we haven't had, which I think may start the whole next market crisis, is a sovereign debt default.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yes. We haven't seen a country say, I cannot pay my debt. And I believe we will. And when we do, even if it's a small country, even if it's Greece, or if it's a big one like Italy, I think that could start a domino effect that goes around the globe. And I think right now what's happening is that the market, and I say investors, are very concerned about that. And so when the Fed says they're going to raise interest rates 4 more times next year, that scares the bejeevers out of investors because it's maybe we've already started the world in this decline. So what do you do about all that? Well, we have our answer to it is our philosophy of buy, hold, and sell, meaning we have a strategy that enables us to participate in the upside of the market no matter how far up it goes. Okay, as long as it's going up, we want to stay in. But when it turns around and goes south, then we want to start looking at maybe getting out. Okay, so we have a buy, a hold, which is the part where it's going up and you participate. So we want our clients to participate in an unlimited upside, but to have a tolerable downside. And if we have a tolerable downside, then it hurts, but it doesn't unretire you. And that's important to us. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. Go to our website. It's moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and find a seminar near you. We have seminars that address Social Security. We talk about your 401ks. We talk about a lot of things regarding retirement planning and our buy-hold-sell philosophy. So learn more by going to moneymatters.net, which is our website. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about 18 of the risks faced in retirement, number 12. And stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. La la la, da da da, da 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 da, and we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I hope everybody is having an absolutely fantastic Thanksgiving weekend. I hope that everything that you have to be thankful for is wonderful. I hope you have tons and tons of stuff to be thankful for. And I can tell you, I do. And one of the biggest things that I am thankful for is our clients who we love so much, and they are so valuable to us, and we live and breathe our responsibility to help them and guide them through their retirement planning. That's what we do. And I'm also thankful to you guys that listen to this show. So thank you for doing that. Let me tell you first a little bit about, let me introduce myself if you don't know. I've been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we work primarily with people that are over the age of 50 who are retired or retiring soon. And in 2015, Forbes named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 wealth managers. And we're very thankful for that, too. If you have to make a list of things to be thankful, that's a good one to be thankful for as well. So as our firm, we specialize in retirement planning. That's what we spend most of our time doing. And so when it comes to that particular way of thinking, when it comes to our clients, what we're looking at is how do we enable them to enjoy what we call your second childhood without parental supervision? That's your retirement. We want you to go play, whatever that means to you. If it means playing golf, if it means spending time with your grandchildren, traveling, whatever it means to you, we want to enable that if we can. We always want to remember, though, that to be able to do that, you have to be able to have the finances to afford it. So there has to be a part of your planning that is not just, I want to do all these wonderful things, but how can I afford to do them? And what are the risks that I face that could cause me to not be able to afford to do those things? Okay? So in our view, there are 18 risks that you face. And so we're doing a series on that. And this week we were on number 12. And number 12 is forced retirement risk. So basically what this risk is that, you know, you plan to retire when you're 65 and you had this whole game plan on everything you were going to do and you're going to save money and put money in your 401k and you got this and that and the third and the fourth. But then your employer suddenly says, well, guess what? We've decided to close down, you know, this branch or whatever. And you're 61 and you didn't get there. So there are, and now you're 61 and there are very few employers who need your skills, and therefore you're unable to find the same level of work as you had before. So not only are your plans to accumulate the funds for retirement ambushed, but now you may not even be able to have healthcare coverage until you're eligible for Medicare and all kinds of things like that. Okay? So let me give you an MMI study. 54% of the oldest baby boomers retired earlier than planned. 54%. Fewer than 10% had adequate resources. Fewer than 10%. 32% cited health reasons. 25% cited job loss. EBRI did a study where they said 47% retired earlier than planned. And so it's the same thing. It's about half of baby boomers are retiring earlier than they had planned. Which basically, and that's probably a reason why 10% had enough money or had the resources to be able to stay retired. So what do you do? How do you plan for that? Well, number one, it's prudent to have a plan, first of all, to address the unexpected, okay? You have to assume the unexpected. And that's the thing that I think people don't do. You plan for the expected, but you don't plan that there's going to be an unexpected, okay? So let's talk about one way to do this is to have a retirement readiness at different stages. So for example, if you were laid off today, what would that mean? If you were laid off, let's say you're 10 years away from retirement. If you were laid off today, what would that mean? How would you have to live? What would you need to do? What about healthcare? What about your expenses? What about this and that? You know, how would you do that? Then 5 years from now, what if it happened 5 years from now and you prepare for that? And what if it happened 10 years from now? So you look at different stages and you stage it out. And if you have a game plan for that, you know, it may require you to lower your standard of living for a while until you can find a job, that kind of thing. But at least you have a plan in place to address it. The other thing that it's important to do is to know what severance packages your company has. And you may want to understand what negotiating leeway you have in those packages. So if your company has severance programs, know what they are. At least that way you're prepared. Also, as you age, it becomes very important that you stay current with your skills and you learn new ones, okay? Because that's how you remain a valuable part of the organization. If your skills are atrophying, if they feel like you're not contributing anymore, when they scale back, guess who's going first, okay? It's gonna be you. So make yourself valuable to the organization. And then the other thing also is assume, and not to be paranoid or to live in fear, don't do that, but assume you're going to get laid off. Assume that they're going to downsize you. Assume it's going to happen. So therefore, what you need to do is make sure that you know, you maintain your professional networks. Stay in touch. If you were laid off today, who would you go to work for? Okay, make some contacts, learn, you know, have lunch with people, not necessarily because you're looking for a job, but you just want to create those networks so that if something does happen, you know who you can talk to and say, hey, you know, whatever. Keep your resume polished. When it comes to healthcare, where would you go work and be able to have healthcare coverage that you need? Think about that. Which companies have, you know, whatever conditions or situations that you have that you'd want to have covered? You know, could you do it on your own? Could you buy health insurance, or would you have to work for a company that has healthcare coverage? Those are the kind of questions you need to think about. Now, hopefully, none of that will happen. But you know, one of the things that I think makes for success in the long run when it comes to financial planning is to plan ahead for the worst. You know, plan for the worst and hope it doesn't happen, as opposed to, you know, hope, plan for the best and hope the worst doesn't happen. That's not a good way in my view. So I hope that was helpful. And considering that half of you baby boomers may be not able to work till you thought you would, I think it's important to be thinking about those things. Now, what I want to do is make you an offer. If you'd like to visit with one of our financial advisors who we've trained in all kinds of areas that are specific to retirement planning, then what I'd encourage you to do is go to our website. It's moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. And when you're there, click on Meet with an Advisor. And what we'll do is we'll schedule a time to sit down with you. We want to help guide you through the decisions that you need to make either before you're retired and you're planning to get there, or once you are retired, if you're already there, we want to help you to look at, you know, your diversification, your income taxes, you know, all the kind of things, when taking Social Security, how to take Social Security, all those decisions. We want to help you with all of that. And if we can and help you to make those right decisions, then we feel like we've done our job. Now, if we can't help you, that's fine too. Either way, there is no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And you know what? Bogey is right. We're into making friends. You know, our number one thing is we want to love on people. And when you love people, you do it unconditionally. You give them love with no desire for anything in return. So if we can love on you and we can help you and turns out you don't become a client, we're okay with that. All right, so we're going to take a break. And moneymatters.net is our website, moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security question, which is, hey, what happens to my deferred benefits and growth in benefits if I keep working after 66? So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. I've been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And since, as a firm, Money Matters, we specialize in retirement planning. And so, therefore, we work primarily with people who are over the age of 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And Financial Times named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 300 registered investment advisors, actually for the second time now this year.
I just love your show, and yesterday it was fantastic.
Wow, Aunt Betty. Hey there. It's nice to see you. Let's take the cough syrup away from her. All right. You know, so this is Thanksgiving, and I want to give thanks to all of you listening to this show, and I hope you guys are having a fantastic Thanksgiving weekend. You know, I was just talking in the break with Jack, and there's a story that I've told in the past, and he's like, Ken, you ought to tell this story. So we're going to talk about Social Security. We're going to get to it, but I got to tell you the story. So I had a dog. Unfortunately, she passed away about 3 years ago, but her name was Mika. And Mika was a Weimaraner, and we had her for 18 years. She lived a long life for a dog. And she, over all the years, we never trained her out of eating stuff that was on the counter. You know, we did everything for that. So we had to always be aware of that. We learned it one time when my daughter had a science fair project where she actually made it was like a Barbie doll made of cake with toothpicks inside of it that kept the whole thing together. And we left the room, we came back, and Mika had eaten the entire thing, toothpicks and all. We thought, oh my gosh, we took her to the vet, we thought she was gonna be dead in, you know, with holes in her stomach from toothpicks. Well, anyway, the Thanksgiving story version of that is that we had everybody over for Thanksgiving, and this was the big family event and all that, and we had the turkey on the counter, and we decided to go outside. It was a beautiful day. We're gonna go outside and play football, you know, and we're gonna be out. We had this little park near our house. And I let the turkey kind of, you know, do its thing and kind of, you know, absorb the heat and cool off and all that. And the mistake we made was that we did not take Mika with us, and we did not put her in her cage. So when we came back, she had eaten the entire turkey, the entire thing. I mean, there was like not even a bone was left. She ate the entire freaking turkey. It was like a 30. And we thought, dogs are supposed, aren't chicken bones supposed to like be bad for dogs or with it? She ate the entire thing. And it was like hot. She had to have like scalded the entire inside of her mouth. And there she was looking happy as like the Cheshire Cat, you know, in Alice in Wonderland. And we're like, Mika! There's nothing you can do. What do you mean, what do we do?
Beat her.
No. Oh, you mean, what did we eat? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we ended up going to Luby's. Yeah, we went to Luby's. All right, so let's talk about Social Security. And the question that we're looking at this week is, I understand that I can build retirement credits by waiting until age 70. Okay, so in other words, if you wait till you're age 70 to start collecting your Social Security, then every year that you wait, the benefit goes up by about 8%. Okay, so the longer you wait, the larger your benefit will be. So, but what happens if I continue to work after age 66? Because you've probably heard that once you turn 66, you don't get taxed on it. So there's all these different rules. Well, here's the thing. As long as you are working, even after age 70, okay, they always look at the last 35 highest paid years. So if you're 72 and you make $500,000 when you're 72, and it's one of the 35 highest years of your working life, it will count towards increasing your benefits, even if you're over 70. So the amount of your benefit can continue to increase, even if you're over 70, because you're working. It's not the delayed credits, okay? The delayed credits stop increasing when you're 70, okay? But you can, if you're still working after 70, you can increase the benefits you're going to get because of the work you're doing, not because of the delayed benefits. Does that make sense? So, there's a little nuance there that I wanted you guys to understand. Now, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then you probably are somebody that we would like to know. And what I would encourage you to do is to go to one of our seminars. We have seminars all around near you. If you can hear my voice, there's probably a seminar near you. If you go on our website, moneymatters.net, and what we do at these seminars is we talk about things that we think would be interesting and important for someone who is retired or retiring soon to know. So we talk about three of the worst enemies that you face in your retirement. We talk about inflation. We talk about income taxes, and we talk about bear markets. And as you know, we have a strategy which we call buy, hold, and sell. And that strategy enabled us to tell our clients and all of you listening to the show to sell back in November of 2007, said to stay out for all of 2008 when that bear market came. And by the way, we're not that far away from reaching our sell point right now. Okay, so just so you know, with this market the way it's been, we're on high alert, shall I say. Okay, so this is potentially a dangerous time right now. So if you're over 50, retiring soon, you should be thinking about, what if this is the next market crash? How would that affect you? Would you be able to retire if the stock market went down, if the S&P, if your equities went down? What would happen? You may be wondering, do I have enough to retire? Okay, that we call that your magic number. So at the seminar, we'll go over with you calculations to get you to know what we think is your magic number. And if you're there, fantastic, congrats. And if you're not, then we got work to do. Let's roll up our sleeves. Let's figure it out. How do you get income? What about your income taxes? So there's a lot at the seminar that I think you'll find beneficial. So go to moneymatters.net, which is our website, moneymatters.net, and find a seminar near you. And we'll look forward to seeing you there. All right. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to talk about buy, hold, and sell and how thankful I am that we have that, especially now. And I'll tell you why when we come back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. Stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever.
Diamonds are forever. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So we work primarily with people who are over the age of 50, who are retired or who are retiring soon. And so this show, in fact, is also designed to do that, to talk about all those kinds of things. And one of the great things that I want to say thank you to is to all of our clients for allowing us the privilege of being their financial advisor. We are so grateful. We're blessed. We're thankful. And I'm also thankful to those of you who've listened to this show. And I know that some of you have listened now all the way back since 1995. I'm just thankful that you guys take time out of your day to listen to this show. So thank you very much. And One of the things that I am also very thankful for is our philosophy of managing money, which is our philosophy. You know, when we work with clients, we help them make decisions on a variety of things, like Social Security and their, you know, how they should diversify, how much risk they should take, their cash flow assumptions, all that kind of stuff. We work with clients to do all of those things. But at the same time, we also manage their money for them. So they hand that off to us. They delegate it to us. And our guiding philosophy behind, we have two. One is that we never want to take more risk than is necessary to accomplish our clients' goals. Okay, that's once you've retired, we believe that you're in the risk mitigation business. Okay, meaning that you have to look at the things that can cause you to lose your retirement. Because when you have wages, you can live on your wages, you know, in most cases. You don't need your retirement savings nest egg to cover your day-to-day cost of living. But once you've retired, if you have no other sources of income and your investments are the ones that are going to generate most of that along with Social Security, then protecting that nest egg and keeping it viable, we believe, is a very important thing of what we do. And so, therefore, having strategies to address that is part and parcel of what we do. And our foundational philosophy is only take as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your financial goals. So what that means is that if we can accomplish your goals, so for example, let's say that you have $100 million, okay? We'll make it really exaggerated. Okay, so if you have $100 million and you made 2% a year on that, you now are bringing in $2 million a year. So maybe you could live on $2 million a year. I don't know. It might be hard, but you might find a way, right? So therefore, if you could live on $1 million a year, let's just say, then guess what? You only need 1% on your $100 million of invested dollars to generate that for you. So why would you go chasing after 10 or 12 or 15% when you can get 1% and you're there? So our desire is to push our clients down to the least amount of risk possible and still accomplish their goals. Now, we don't have any $100 million clients, but if we did, that would be our advice to them. Okay, if you live on $1 million a year, 1% does it. We don't need to have risky investments for you. All right, we can stay very, very low risk. So this is the same philosophy. So that's number one. Number two is we also want to protect what you have. So again, you have that $100 million. That's great. But if you have it all invested in equities and the stock markets crash around the world and you lose half of that, then that 1% won't get you there anymore, will it? Now you'll need to make 2% in the example I'm using, okay? But that's the point. Now, most of our clients are not people that 1% of their nest egg is enough to give them their income. So what you have to always remember is that there's a direct relationship, at least in our view, between how much money you have and how much you can take out to live on. Okay, so for example, if 4% is the magic number of what you can take out, then if you lose half your money, then the 4% that you can take out has to be of half your money, and therefore the amount you can take out is half as much. Okay, it's just math, or as Bill Clinton said, it's arithmetic. Remember in that speech? That was great, arithmetic. Anyway, so it's arithmetic. There's not, and you have to be dispassionate about it. Now, what we don't want to have happen to our clients is that a big market downturn, you know, like what happened in 2008 or what happened in Y2K, where you see the value of your investments go down dramatically, then causes you to have to cut back on your lifestyle, causes you to have to go back to work, causes you to not be able to retire when you wanted to. Those are the things that we want to guard against. And that's why we have our buy, hold, and sell strategy. It is designed to enable us, you know, to help us to participate on the upside. So as the market goes up, we don't see any reason to sell. We're going to stay in and try to ride it as long as possible. But when it turns and goes back down again, you know, which it we believe will eventually, it's an inevitability in our view, then when that happens, then we want to have a strategy to get us out with tolerable losses. Okay, there are no strategies that we know that there are no losses of any kind. Okay, that's not possible. Even in CDs, you lose money when it comes to inflation if inflation heats up. There is no such thing as a risk-free investment. So you have to look at tolerable losses. Losses that if you take those losses, it doesn't unretire you. It doesn't kill your goals. It doesn't take away the retirement that you wanted to have. And that's what we want. And our buy, hold, and sell strategy told us to sell in November of 2007. And people that followed it did not, they sold their equities. And when the stock market went down in 2008, didn't participate in that. And that's what we want. And I, you know, since it is Thanksgiving, I can sleep at night because I have confidence in our strategy, and I'm thankful for that, because when I look at all of our clients, and we now work with families in 43 states, and it's just, you know, to me, it's a big responsibility that I take very seriously, and I want them to have what I call their second childhood without parental supervision. I want them to enjoy the retirement that they want and not have it taken away from them at any given moment when this random act of market crashing happens, okay? Now, if that philosophy, if what I just said resonates with you, and you are over 50, retired or retiring soon, then here's what I want you to do. Go to our website. It's moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. And there are several options there. One, you can get my market alert email. It's free. Okay, so it comes out weekly. Or, and in addition, you can sign up for one of our seminars. We have those and they're free as well. And we have them near you. We talk about stuff that if you are in that demo, you should be interested in. Or if you'd like, you can come directly to Source. You can sit down with one of our advisors, and they'll go over with you your retirement plan. We'll look at your sources of income, your expenses, Social Security, the things that will help you make those decisions. And we'll do all of the above, no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, we are just so thankful. We're grateful. We're so happy. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. So either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends. Okay, so take advantage of all those resources. Our website is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have our estate tip of the week, and this week we're going to talk about what is the most important inheritance of all, in our opinion. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere. Who wants the bother of a country estate? Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing in champagne.
Who wants a supersonic plane? Who wants a private landing field too?
And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients.
To hear you say that makes me love you, baby.
And you know what? I do. I do love you, baby. And we are so very grateful. We are so thankful to our clients. Without them, we would be nowhere. And you know, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors for the seventh year in a row now. And they wouldn't even know who I was if it wasn't for the fact that we had clients. So you guys, thank you so much. I am very grateful to you. And those of you who tune into this show every week who are not clients, I am grateful to you as well. I hope this show gives you something. I hope at the very least it entertains you, but at best, maybe it even gives you some ideas that you can find beneficial. If it does, I am just very thankful for that too. So I hope everybody's having a fantastic weekend, great Thanksgiving, and all is well. This is the part of the show where we talk about estate planning. We talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And there may be some of them visiting you, or you're visiting them right now. So
that ought to keep the little squirts happy.
Actually, turn the show off right now. You don't want them to hear this part. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, those squirts, right? And so it's called estate planning is what we're going to talk about now. And the question that I will pose is, what is the most important inheritance of all? If I asked you that question, what would your answer be? So make a list of the things. Now, it's interesting because if you talk to people and you say, okay, is it money? Is that the most important inheritance of all?
Yes!
Yes? Money. Oh, the squirts. To them it is, maybe. What about stuff like houses, cars, assets? Is that maybe the most important thing? Is it your home? Is that the most important thing? Well, see, I think there's something else. And before I tell you what it is, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches, and you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff. It's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So therefore, every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, we're going to talk about what we believe is the most important inheritance of them all. And you know what it is? I think it is your value system. I think that's what it is. If you can pass on to the next generation and the one after that and the one after that, your values, I think that's the most important thing. Think about, you know, what is important to you? You know, in my world, I believe that honesty and integrity is the most important thing. You know, I believe that that's the thing. I think you love people unconditionally. You love people without the expectation of anything in return. You know, my dad, for example, was not the best dad, okay? He wasn't around very much. He was not faithful to my mom. You know, he wasn't the best dad. But I decided, and I don't know how or why, but in my youth, that I was going to be the best son to him that I could be with no expectation that he would be the best dad in return. And I think that that enabled me, when he passed, to not have any guilt. I had only love for him. And it's because I had no expectation of anything in return. I gave love without that expectation in return. So that would be a value, for example, that I would want my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren to learn from me. And I think if they had that, that would be maybe the best inheritance that I can give them. If I taught them that they should be honest, above reproach at all times, if that's my belief system, and I shared that with them, and they lived that, I would be very happy that I left for them a good thing for them to have inherited from me. So those kind of things, I think, are what you should you could think about doing. Now, how do you do that? Well, actually, with technology today, it's actually not that difficult. All you do is get your phone, put it on the kitchen table, turn on the video, and start talking. And you know, the greatest, imagine if you could watch a video of your grandparents, your great-grandparents, you know, both of them at the kitchen table talking about what is it, what are their values, what are their morals, what's important to them. Imagine how valuable that would be to you now to see these people that maybe you never even met, how great that would be. So I think that would be one of the greatest inheritances that you could leave. It would be one of the greatest gifts that you could give them, in my view. So, doesn't include lawyers, doesn't cost any money, but you know what? As I think Paul McCartney said, the best things in life are free. Oh, are you emotional? I'm getting emotional. Anyway, let's do some business here. If you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then here, I have an offer for you. We are a financial advisory firm, not an emotion-giving firm, but we do believe in love. And so on our website, we have a lot of information that if you are retired or retiring soon, I think that you would find of great interest. We have videos. We have podcasts of the show. We have articles about all kinds of things that have to do with retirement planning. And that's kind of our focus. That's who we work with primarily. And so if you go there, you have a great resource. And on top of that, while you're there, you can sign up for my market alert email. It goes out weekly, talks about our view of where the markets are going. Also, you can sign up for one of our seminars. They're free. And at the seminars, we have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies, which you can enjoy. And trust me, folks, they are out of this world, and you'll enjoy them. Also, if you'd like, you can click on Meet with an Advisor, and you can sit down with one of our advisors at no charge or obligation also. We want to be here to help you if we can. And if we can, we're just so grateful for that. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends. Okay, so I guess it goes back to we will love you unconditionally. We'll give you love, and if you decide not to be a client, we'll love you anyway. We expect nothing in return. Okay, so our website is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. Well, folks, I cannot believe how fast this show has gone. I wish you all a very, very happy Thanksgiving. I hope you and yours are just enjoying the weekend and having a great, great time, and are thankful for a lot of stuff. And we'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's all in the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.